Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of April 15th, as prepared by Steve Suman. You know, the weather this week isn't too bad. There is some rain and some cold nights here and there, but mostly we're looking at sun and highs in the 50s. Pretty good. Let's check in with Greg up at Happy Hooker for a fishing report. Greg says there's good news for Quiet Lakes anglers as the DNR is installing piers at all the public launches in the area. They completed Lost Land and Clear Lake on the Spider Chain, but we cannot speak for any of the other lake launches yet. Water levels will be a concern for many anglers, with most lakes a little low but fishable. The Chippewa flowage is still way down, though there are reports that Xcel Energy has cut flow as much as possible. Anglers are optimistic that it will be at full pool by the opener. Few anglers have been on the water, so there's a real shortage of fishing reports. That should change with the nicer weather, and crappies should start pushing into shallower water to prepare for spawn. Look for new green vegetation and fish the deep edges of those beds. Bluegill and perch should be close to those spots as well. Don't forget that your 2023 license expired on March 31st, so be sure to renew your license before getting on the water. Well, thanks, Greg. That's all good information. The DNR is accepting applications through May 7th for the 2025 class of conservation wardens. If you're interested in this career, grab a pencil and paper because I'll be giving you some important contact information in just a minute. Conservation wardens are credentialed law enforcement officers stationed statewide. They serve both rural and urban communities. The DNR will hire approximately 10 full-time wardens who will begin training in January or April 2025. Depending on prior law enforcement experience. Applicants don't need prior law enforcement experience, but they must be at least 21 years old and either have earned or be planning to earn at least 60 college credits within the first 5 years of being hired. The DNR is hosting a virtual information session Tuesday, April 23rd from 6 to 7 p.m. to discuss the hiring process, training program, and more. Pre-registration is required. Conservation wardens around the state will hold open office hour sessions for applicants to discuss the career and ask questions. To learn more about the conservation warden career and the hiring process, go to the DNR's website and search warden recruitment. To apply, visit wisc.jobs and search for job ID number 13900. If you have any questions about the application process or you need help, your contact person is Mary Bish, and her email address is mary.bisch@wisconsin.gov. All right, let's talk about UTV trails, ATV trails. The DNR does require trail passes if you're a non-resident. Wisconsin residents have to display their state registration sticker, and then that's good. State law requires riders to run with their headlights on at all times. Visit the DNR's ATV website to review rules and regulations. If you want to see an online version of the Sawyer County ATV map or a report of current trail conditions and openings, go to haywardlakes.com. If you have any questions about it, just give me a call down at the office, 715-634-4801. Currently, the Shawamigan National Forest and Sawyer County Forest trails are closed for the spring thaw. Now, these spring closures might be shorter than usual, so check back for updates. If you want the latest information on the Shawamigan Forest, call 715-634-4821. That's the Great Divide Ranger District. For Flambeau State Forest, call their office at 715-332-5271. If you have specific questions about any ATV stuff in Sawyer County, contact Kathy LaRue. Her phone number is 715-558-8966. The North Country ATV Club is going to host a spaghetti feed fundraiser at the Veterans Center Saturday, April 20th from 5 to 9 p.m. to raise money for trail maintenance. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for kids 12 and younger. Your meal will include spaghetti, salad, garlic bread, beverages. For more information, go to the North Country ATV Club Facebook page. Here are some upcoming events we should keep in mind. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame is open now for the season. If you have questions, call them at 634-4440. Mink and muskrat trapping season is closed. It closed in the North Zone on the 15th. There's a meteor shower on April 21st, 22nd. From 2 to 4 a.m. that night is the best time to see it. Full moon on April 23rd. The Sawyer County Deer Advisory Council is having a meeting on April 29th. It's at the Hayward DNR building on Highway 27 South, 6:30 p.m. If you'd like more information on that, call them at 920-366-3450. Beaver trapping season is going to close in the Northwest Zone on April 30th. Early inland trout catch and release season closes May 3rd. The Terry Peterson Memorial Fundraiser at the Fishing Hall of Fame is on May 3rd. Goes from noon to 2. If you want more information, call the Fishing Hall of Fame, 634-4440. We got our general inland game fish season opener coming up on May 4th. The Northern Pike daily bag limit changes go into effect on some Sawyer County waters on May 4th. Information will be posted at boat landings. There's another meteor shower on May 5th and 6th. Maybe the moon won't be quite so full for that one. Best time to look at it is 2 in the morning. The Hayward Lakes Chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding a meeting at Flat Creek Lodge on May 7th, 7 p.m. The number for more information is 634-4543. Treelands is holding their Treeland Challenge Bass and Walleye Release Tournament on May 9th through the 11th. Call Treelands for more information. Their number is 715-462-3874. The Hayward Chapter of Fishing Has No Boundaries is holding an event at the Lake Chippewa Campground May 17th and 18th. For more information, call 634-3185. Muskytail Resort's holding their Northern Encounter Fishing Tournament on May 17th through the 19th. Call them to find out more. Their number is 715-462-3838. Another full moon's coming up May 23rd, then musky season opens May 25th. May 25th is also Wisconsin Canoe Heritage Day, which is a big deal at the Wisconsin Canoe Heritage Museum in Spooner. If you want to know more about that, call them at 715-635-2479. Callahan Lake Resort is holding a Northern Pike Challenge on May 25th. It'll run from 8 in the morning till 6 at night. Call them at 715-462-3244. Memorial Day is coming up May 27th, and then May 31st is your application deadline for your 2024 elk season tag. Hey. Spring turkey season is going on now. A period A is running through the 23rd of April. Then there's another period every week till they end on May 28th. That's it. If you want to know anything else about what's going on in the hood, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and click on the local calendar of events. If you have a question, call us at the office. We'd be happy to help. The Chamber of Commerce's number is 715-634-8662. And the number for Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau is 715-634-4801. Well, you have a good week and a beautiful weekend. Get out and do something in the great outdoors. I'm going to go scout a trout stream. Shh. Talk to you next Thursday.